Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you.
This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, CJSF.ca, streaming worldwide. I have something different today for you for Speak Up. It is a preview to something that the Museum of Art is having, and it's Poetry Speaks. They've got magic words with Angelique and with Mel Rancho. You get to hear it if you take yourself to the Museum of Anthropology Thursday the 28th from 5 o'clock through 9 o'clock. Just take in everything that's there and be encouraged yourself to let your creativity. We talked about in the show, smiling at yourself, smile in the mirror, say something pleasant to yourself. If you don't have to have been dinged on the head by a fairy godmother to be a poet, you have poetry in you. So when you go to this event, you will definitely have a opportunity through the cipher to just play with words, to really feel empowered, to release the creativity that's within you. So without further ado, you will hear this show. You'll hear me again in my regular spot next week at 10. Hello, hello. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, CJSF.ca, worldwide streaming. Today, we are going to be taking a look at magic words. You're going to hear some magic words, a preview to the poetic show that's going to be happening at the Museum of Anthropology in Vancouver on Thursday evening. And I have the pleasure of speaking with Angelica, who is a queer arts facilitator and the community arts coordinator, and I ask you to introduce yourself and also to introduce Mel.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us. So stoked to chat with you. My name is Angelic. My pronouns are they, them. I have Mel here on the line with me, hey Mel. Mel and I and two other artists, Chantel Gearing and Angelica Solomon, are gonna be performing and creating a live poetic ritual at the Museum of Anthropology at the end of this month together. And so myself, I'm an artist, I'm a poet, I'm also the creative director and co-founder of the Trans Expressions Haven, along with Andy Warner. And we do a lot of transgender art, a lot of queer art together across Vancouver, or what is colonially known as Vancouver. And in my own work as an artist and as a poet, I just love just having fun, being really queer. Me and Mel were just performing on a lesbian cruise, which was amazing. So these are the things that are fun and sacred and nurturing to both of us. And so, I'll let Mel introduce himself and what he's going to be doing at the show.
Hi. I'm a DJ. I've been DJing, across various queer venues in Chicago, Toronto, Vancouver, and Montreal. I've been doing this for a while, and I think that I'm excited for this particular show because it will allow me to play with ritual in terms of the actual set.
Okay, so this event is going to have it's indoors as well as outdoors.
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to be starting in the Museum of Anthropology in the gallery space in the Chicanx exhibition, which is a really beautiful exhibition at the Museum of Anthropology that's happening right now, that's exploring resistance, community, home, and ritual, and also afterlife and a lot of different things within the Chicanx communities that are being highlighted, and definitely a lot of queerness there. So we're going to start in that space, building and co-creating a sort of poetry process. We're going to do like a live cipher where people will be invited to speak on the mic, share what they're calling in, share what they're releasing, and hopefully we'll create this kind of circle opportunity for people to just speak authentically and share poetry authentically. And that will be facilitated by me, and there'll be two other musicians and creative people with me through that process, as we're kind of harnessing the energy and getting people to write their poems and their manifestations, which will be facilitated through my performance. And then we'll walk people out of that exhibition space and into the outdoor area of the Museum of Anthropology, where there may or may not be a bonfire, depending on the permits. you know, there may or may not be. So not promising a fire, but I am hoping there will be a fire. And then we're going to move from the fire into the Haida House, which is another really beautiful venue of the Museum of Anthropology. It's more kind of outside of the big building that is the museum. There's like this little space called the Haida House, and it's really nice in there. I've thrown some other events in that space. And that's where Mel will be DJing, and we will be performing together. Yeah.
And one of the reasons I wanted to do the interview earlier is so that people would have a chance. When I did the one on Chicanx, it was after the fact. I mean, the exhibit is going to be up until January, and I think it would encourage everyone to go there because they have so many moving walls and such an array of art and activities. And will there be, I noticed now on the wall, they have a QR code where people can push the QR code and find out more about the artist. Do you know if they have that also for this poetry event?
I don't think that they'll have that specifically for what we're doing, but there is a digital exhibition that is running kind of alongside the in-person exhibition of Chicanx, where you can really see artist statements and kind of artist biographies and more details about the work in a really like nuanced, transcendent way. It's really interesting. And you can see other works by the artists in that virtual exhibition. And when I was doing, I did a tour there with my friend Diamond recently. It was like a performance art tour of the exhibition. And that virtual exhibition just gave us so much more context for what we were seeing in the actual like physical walls of the Museum of Anthropology. Yeah.
I'm interested in, from both of your standpoint, what gives you, what fuels your passion for poetry?
Yeah. Mel, why don't you start off?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that in a live DJ environment, that is conducive to spoken word. Obviously, music is a perfect backdrop. And I think that there's a certain kind of synergy that can happen when Angelic and I do get together and play with the format. I'm actually very excited to structure my DJ set like a tarot reading. So I think what we're going to do prior to the performance is before I start, probably the day of or a few days before, I'd give myself some time to build my set. We're going to draw three cards, and those three cards will govern how Angelic and I structure the actual DJ set and performance.
Yeah, so I think for both of us, when we create together and separately, something that we're both interested in right now is magic and myth and ritual. And I think we both see poetry and music as a way to facilitate that kind of magical space, or that space where other kinds of energies can be summoned or and shared. So for me, poetry, independently from working with Mel and also with working with Mel and these other artists, I feel has now been a place that I come back to like really, I guess, like look at myself in the eyes, you know what I mean? Like I like look at myself and I see myself. And I think it's important for me to like check in with myself every day. And I do that through poetry where I'm like, okay, where am I at? You know, who am I? Like, you know, can I look at myself in the eyes, you know? And if I can do that, even if it's painful or even if it's hard or even if there's all these things that come up, it's like, I give myself that love and that, you know, forgiveness or that transmutation or that, yeah, just that power and that resilience or whatever comes up to really acknowledge my wholeness and to perform that wholeness and to share that, I think is a spiritual experience. Yeah, I mean, poetry is everything that I do really at the end of the day. Like I do a lot of other things, but like, I don't know what else do I do, but I run events, I do all this stuff. But at the end of the day, I think it's all poetry for me. Yeah, it's all accepting all of myself. It's all processing and understanding what is like beyond and between the world that is, you know, directly in front of us materially and the world that is very real, that is emotional and spiritual. Yeah.
Well, I identify with that looking in the mirror. And I'm also a poet, and of all the times not to be in Vancouver, it would be this time when I got the news release. I said, no. Chicanx, it was raining, pouring down rain when they were going to have the event in Haida House. So I missed that. And now I'm not totally missing because I have you here and we can get some samples of what we're having. But you know how every day during COVID, they were saying, wash your hands. So I said, several of the times that you wash your hands, you'll probably be looking in a mirror. So when you look in the mirror, smile at yourself. Mm-hmm. And that was an exercise someone gave me to do when I was healing from an injury. I was in a car accident, my back was out for a week. And I thought, that is ridiculous. Look in the mirror and smile at yourself. But now I have some pictures that I look at because it's like this face trying to crinkle into a smile. And then poetry was a healing form for me. Some years ago in Toronto, I was in an accident. I had a head injury. I couldn't remember where my kids were. I couldn't read, you know, lots of stuff that I did for a living. But poems, a first little sentence I was able to write was, my life must be fun. And then in encounters with poets that in so many different ways use the form for humor, for telling stories, for getting messages across that you couldn't write and get out in a book. Sometimes the poem says that. So I love that you all are doing it. And I'm so interested. I want to know more about the cipher because I've seen the word cipher. I haven't been in a cipher. Maybe I've been in a cipher and they didn't call it that. So can you describe a cipher and maybe do an example? Is there a way we can do a sample of a cipher?
If you're willing to cipher with me. but yeah, basically a cipher is like, usually it's, you know, a circle where people are rapping or sharing poems with each other. And basically there might be a beat or there might not be a beat, but basically people just kind of go off each other and it's a freestyle of sorts where you, everybody in the circle is like committed to each other's energy and the poet will share and then the next poet will share and then people will just kind of keep sharing and keep going. And and the importance of it, I think, is just kind of like flowing with what's happening and like you don't really necessarily know what's going to come up for you, but you just like welcome it and you just say whatever it is. And if all that you have is like a sound that day and you might not even have words, like that's welcome. And that's important as well. So yeah, that's what a cipher is. Basically people in a circle sharing words, kind of whatever is coming to them. And sometimes there's like a theme that everybody's exploring together, which can make it more powerful. And maybe there's an intention behind the cipher too. So a ciphering is something I do a lot with just my friends. Like we always want to just have ciphers and just sit and cipher. And I have been to many ciphers, and it really depends on like who's leading the energy, like what kind of stuff kind of comes out of it. But it's always like a really nice healing group activity. Yeah, Mel, I don't know if you have anything to add about ciphers.
No, I was just gonna say, do you need a beat? I can like, you know, put one on for you. I don't know how this works on Zoom. Have you ever done this on Zoom?
I have not done this on Zoom. Charlotte, would you be willing to cipher with me?
I don't even know. You know, in my podcast and things, I say, are you all in? So I'm all in. I have not rehearsed.
So Let's see if we can do it. I'm just not sure how to, okay, we'll try. I'll do a loop and I'll try to play it.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, maybe like talk amongst yourselves. Let me just see if I can figure this out.
Cool.
Yeah, amazing. I know there's one that says sound, you enable different sound things. I know a little bit about sound, but I'm a words person more than a sound person.
I love that.
So what about, do you have a particular theme that you're going to play with?
Yeah, I think with the event that's happening, I think Mel and I are planning to draw 3 tarot cards, and it's either going to be structured around body, mind, spirit, or past, present, future. And whatever cards we draw will kind of be the theme that we'll be structuring our performance together through the lens of body, mind, spirit, or past, present, future.
So right now, do you have any cards, or you just want to pick one of the 3?
We don't have the cards yet, but I think that we are going to either pick them when I arrive in Vancouver on Monday, in order to get the, because regardless if we do mind, body, spirit, or past, present, future, we'll be able to structure our set on thirds. So if I have an hour long set, what I think I'm going to do is like guide each set, a third of the set, on that principle. So I do have a beat. I just don't know if you'll be able to hear it. Should I just play it for you?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So sorry, it might be a bit loud. Who knows? Can you hear it?
I can hear it.
I can hear it somewhat, like maybe not in its fullest form, but I hear some sounds.
We might be limited by our platform because you need to hear it.
You know, we can go a cappella.
Yeah, go a cappella
as well. Maybe I'll share. This is like a recent little verse that I wrote, and maybe Charlotte, if you want to improv anything based off of what I say, or if Mel, you want to improv anything.
Oh God,
that's
based off of this. We could have our own cute little thing. I'll just say it. I dream of kissing the face of mud without the fear of contamination. I have a vengeful kind of body. Have you sent God my location? I'm ready to fist fight in the angels with the in the sky. Cool my breath off till I fly airless. How did I become so reckless? Peace of mind, I finally found a lapse. I'm in the presence of an unprofiled heavenly body. Late night thoughty, dreaming of a slow machine. Let's get slotty. Casino, a promise of a golden ticket. An Instagram grid, a life coach hit it. God is a vending machine to some of you. Am I allowed to swear on this? You can censor me out. I don't know. God is a vending machine to some of you bitches. Your spirit manifests your dreams. Capitalism kills it. We got only as much hope as we are holy. Defense renamed, a garden of shame, a prophet for a profit, a body, two face, two heads, one mouth, endless. A snake sheds its skin, an optimist is left with imperfect vision again and again, and given and given and given endless heaps to godless men. Boys, that will be blood. I release every ancient anchor, then I drain the tub, swim, swallow, spits. I am drowned in ancient vision. I expel in it. I am crowned until I'm above all this. So that's a little bit. That's a little bit of something for you. I have more, but you know, that's like a little. If we were doing a cipher, I would just like, and I would say that, and then maybe like you and I would come up with something together to kind of repeat together.
Well, I'll say I'm Sister C here in the place to be, away from Vancouver and thee, but I'm with you in spirit. I flow and I soar and I wonder, what is it? My head gets so dizzy when I'm listening to the phone. They say, push this, dial that. Can you please pull up the number that we last gave you? Would you bring the hair of your firstborn child, a nail clipping from your secondborn child, and then we will release the thing that you were trying to get in the first place, in case, of course, you might have forgot what you were looking for before you got into this discourse. I am Sister C, in the place to be, connecting with thee in this poetry.
Yes. That's so amazing. Good. I love that. Yes. Connecting together, we just want to share whatever. I'm ready to speak from my spirit for all those who are willing to hear it. I'm here to speak with Sister C. I'm here to speak with Mel on the beat. Even if it was kind of lo-fi technology, I still felt it emotionally. I'm here with you two, my dearest friends, and all the listeners in the ethers sending their love. And all their
appreciation and
appreciation.
Yeah. As they draw our voices out from the air, we are flowing with CJSF Radio. It's a 90.1 thing that used to be broadcast from Burnaby Mountain, but someone decided to put the studio at the bottom of a building. So now it's sometimes here, it's sometimes there, but the spirit and energy is everywhere. We invite you on Sulu to speak up, listen up, act upon what you have heard, because without acting up, the world is going to act crazy. You will be left out of major decisions. So we tell you, we want you to be free from this prison. And so now I engage the powerful Mel, who's got beats in her brain that I can really tell.
You know, I am a background guy. I don't know how to participate, but I am there for both of you always.
And as he said, he is there for us always. And always, you're going to get to hear about on Thursday the 28th. If you go to the Museum of Anthropology at UBC campus, there's going to be a big session that Mel is going to throw down. Angelica is going to bring some more sounds. Who are some of the other people that are participating? What are some other characters that are going to be flowing through that evening?
Yeah, so we're going to have Angelica Solomon flowing through, Chantel Gearing, and it'll be the four of us spreading the word, spreading the love, spreading and sharing the cosmic energy, feel in the flow and the good synergy. Sister C, I love how you rhyme with me. I love how we can just be on this telepathy, telecommunication, Zoom device innovation, spreading good love, spreading good heart, sharing all the queerest forms of art. I was actually just listening to this podcast the other day, and they were saying, like, the way I relate to time is queer. And I just like love that and appreciated that so much, because I feel like the four of us, we have 4 hours at this event. It's going to be from 5 to 9. Which is a long time, but also a short time to, you know, to be together. It's like a good amount of time. But what I love about just being together through poetry and through this kind of connection is, like, you know, you and I were flowing, and I'm like, I could do this for the next 6 hours, you know. There is, you know, I could just keep doing this. This doesn't feel like work. It feels like play and joy and creation. But yeah, so that's going to be facilitated with Chantel and Angelica, who are both two amazing poets and people who I've been collaborating with for a really long time. Two of my best friends also. Mel's my partner too. So I'm in love, you know, and sharing that love at this event is going to be great, and extending our family with whoever wants to come, you know. Yeah.
Now, in the announcement they had about the event, is some of it being recorded or videotaped?
I hope so. I'm not actually sure about that one, but I would love for it to be recorded and videotaped and to kind of see. I think it probably will be. We can make that happen.
Yes.
We can make that happen, you know.
Especially since they're using, if you haven't been to the Museum of Anthropology, it is a good place to go, because the technology, being able to look at QR codes. I was not a fan of QR codes. I thought 3 months ago, who dug them back up? I thought they buried the QR codes. And now everyone says, look at my QR code. And here I am with my phone. Here's my phone. And I'm trying to get the QR code to come in the little square. One of my kids or people laugh at me and say, no, you just hold it like this. But more people are using it. And by virtue of going there, some people who like to read, they can read what the curator has said about the exhibit. And others, when they push the code, they can hear. And I think that's wonderful, because you see artists or you see people's work at the museum, but you have no idea what they look like, what they sound like. So I think it's great for being able to get to the heart of the person and understand them. So I think I hadn't noticed that so much before this new Chicanx exhibition. So, you know, venture over to the Anthropology, the Museum of Anthropology, and hear these wonderful artists, and they'll draw something out of you. I was scared to death, like, oh my goodness. Like, but not having to worry, you know, there's so many things that they give you, so many directions, you know, it has to be this many lines, and iambic pentameter and whatever other thing. I don't count lines. People ask, does it have to be rhyming or no rhyming? All of mine is mostly no verse. Sometimes intentionally, I write something for it to rhyme. But the flow, just letting what comes from you, I think it inside you, it reconnects the freedom. Hey, I really can just flow and not worry about if it matches what you do. So it felt really good, you know, having that exchange with you. And I think other people, if you come, you'll get to not just hear about a cipher, you can experience the cipher.
Absolutely.
Historically, is there a historical precedent, or is there something in performance that builds upon?
In terms of the cipher or in terms of? Yeah, well, the cipher is, I mean, there's so many different contexts of, you know, ciphering and what that means and where that comes from, back to like ancient civilizations, you know, who really, like, a cipher was sharing like religious scripture with each other, you know, and preaching. Because kind of when people are preaching, or they're just kind of in that flow of even now, the way that people preach, obviously, is we can still kind of see what that energy is like, where people are just kind of saying what is coming to them and through them. And they're just talking about spirit or God or higher power or whatever it is that they believe in. And it's just kind of coming through them. And then, you know, somebody else might join in. And also or people repeat back something, you know, and that's kind of that energy that has been ancient. And like, even just the way that spells were written and prayers were written and, you know, the rhyming nature of it or the metaphorical quote unquote nature of it or all of that is really, really ancient. And people gathering in the circle as well, also an ancient way of relating to each other and being in community, you know, like what is really like being in a circle or facing everybody, you know, not facing away. Cause oftentimes it's actually a really radical thing to be in a circle. And I think I might be going off of the question a little bit, but I will find my way back. But, you know, just being on in like a bus or sitting in a classroom or sitting in an office, oftentimes we don't sit in a circle. We actually sit really like away from each other energetically, our backs to each other. We're not making eye contact. The way the seats are kind of positioned is very intentionally to kind of give people space from each other, which is important because it's important, I think, for us to like disconnect from, you know, just from being so emotionally present all the time. But when we do get to be finally in that circle, there is this, I think, remembering that happens together. So that's a part of the cipher. But then, of course, like in the hip hop context, the cipher has always been really important for MCs and rappers to freestyle together. And that's as old as hip hop is, which is older than hip hop in some ways too, because like hip hop's roots are, there's like indigenous African forms and indigenous forms of storytelling and rapping that fed into hip hop. But yeah, there's just so many different ways and cultures and like upbringings that come into cipher through poetry form, through rapping form, through ritual form, through prayer. And basically, yeah, we're kind of taking all these contexts. And I don't think that there is anything necessarily like innovative about what we're doing in that way. Like, I think it's just, we're remembering all these different forms. We're not necessarily like creating them or making them new, but we're just kind of doing what people have always done, which is be in community together and express together and express their spirit. Yeah.
Well, what I like about it, you know, when you talked about past, present, future as a card, that's a card that's in the back of my mind because when people say back in the day, but in the 90s, transition from 80s to 90s, I was doing stand-up poetry or coffee house poetry in LA. And there was a place called the Good Life Health Food Store. And in by day, their shelves, everything was on rollers. So on Sunday, they would roll the shelves back and we were kind of in this U shape. And it was so, you know, such an energetic, nice feeling space. And I think now sometimes you know, made a transition from poetry where there was a lot of interaction between the poet and the audience, even in the church. I grew up in a Black church and a Baptist church in Kansas City, Kansas. And it was definitely call and response. And, you know, even in some churches now, people say, I can't hear you. Or, you know, there's an inspiration for you to talk to me. You know, if you're not talking to you, I can't hear you. Can I hear anybody pray? Can I get an amen?
Right.
And so it has a particular feel, but a lot of things as it's gone through, especially more with the distance, where for these 2 years we've had to do our poetry and other things in these rectangular boxes, that feel has lost. And then also with the istuses and the auspices getting into poetry and hammering in more to children. I think we need to be really more active with children. I did poetry for a year with children, making them ambassadors of peace and love. And once, like what you give, when you give the permission to express as you want to, rather than not do it in this many lines or this kind of rhyme, it's amazing what kids say. And so I think that there is a call, you know, for poets to go back in where there are a lot of volunteer opportunities I thought if you go into a school and if you're going with the hat of a pastor, or you're going with the hat of a particular place, they tell you, oh, there has to be separation of church and state. But if you go in as a poet, particularly as a volunteer, they don't care what you do, as long as the kids don't tear down the room, the teacher's happy to go out and you can have kids speak from their heart, because little kids, 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds, they have a lot of feelings about the day, but people rarely ask them, what do you feel about this issue? Like some of the kids that are speaking out about gun control, people speaking out about how people are treated, shut off, shut down. So I think this is a really good thing to infect, to spread, get back into the flow intergenerationally. The other show that I do is Powered by Age. It's a podcast for seniors, but even with the seniors, the group has said, you don't want to just only have people that are 55 and older. So we've had other people come onto the podcast. One of the people that's 82 in our podcast started doing tarot readings, and he's integrated this tarot reading. I'm going to tell him to, you know, listener to go to MOA on Thursday night, because so many things are just kept in boxes, and a lot of things, they have an overlapping of the society. Oh, tarot, that is whatever. You know, they have words for things to say they're not accepted, or that's whatever. I don't even want to, I had a big fight with a doctor who was telling me, because we were working with something on holistic health, that that wasn't Western. And I asked him, you know, did he know who Hippocrates was? And did he know the history of medicine? That's very much, we have to just, particularly now, I think the voice of the poet and the authority that we carry and the license that we have given each other to speak from the heart and to hear what's coming in from the muse, God, the universe, but to speak those things out. And in, I don't want to use the word infect. Incite. I was telling someone today, don't say ignite, don't say incite, but really, so much has gotten so passive. I think what you're doing, electrifying, shaking people up so that we think about life differently and respond. Because right now, so many things, new things, you know, like this regulation, you know, that they say we're doing a two-second party verification. Why in the last month is everything added that? So many things are being added on. I think our voices to speak out, and what you're doing, speaking out in different ways will make more people feel the boldness and feel the call to do the same thing and not feel like, you know, poetry has to be this or poetry has to be that. It's what and how the words and the things from the time come forth from you. That's what I'm getting from you, that you are allowing something to happen that gets other people excited, and you are having an event that maybe a lot of people will get not infected, they'll get
incited.
They get a tincture of something, they get a taste of it, and it just flowers in them.
I love that.
Injected.
Injected.
Yeah.
I love that so much. There's so many things that you said that I want to respond to, but I also want to ask Mel about what you think the role is of the DJ in facilitating this energy. And, you know, we were recently talking together about, you know, all these things about kind of being the vessel of this injection and incitingness. And I just want to hear more about what it is for you to collaborate with an MC or a poet in the process of delivering the music and the beats, and and like what your intention, I guess, is kind of moving through that work. Yeah.
No, that's a good question, Angelic. I think that as you were describing a cipher, I was thinking about the similarities, and actually like in terms of vibe, and even in terms of how orient people in a DJ space or in a dance space are oriented to each other. You know, typically dance happens like in circles or in groups. And I think that there is a clear opportunity, as we saw in this last collaboration we did last weekend, that there is, like it's almost like the DJ is the platform. The DJ provides the beat, and then the participants can kind of collaborate with the MC with their energy in a way. So it's almost like the people who are at the at our show, I feel, you know, they really do play a part in the overall atmosphere by, you know, responding to you, responding to me, and then you and I respond to each other when we collaborate. And yeah, there's definitely, I think, like a synergy that happens between the music and the MC that we've forgotten about in this time of like Zoom screens and rectangles. That's not, you can't capture that. And I think that's what's going to happen when we're at the MOA. You know, we'll connect to that higher. I just want to make sure to like try and capture that higher power, that higher sense of something else beyond us.
How long have you been creating beats?
I started when I was living in Chicago. I supported myself there as a DJ. So that was back in 2004, 2005. So for a bit now, and I would say, and almost exclusively for queer and trans audiences, and definitely here to say that there's a ritualistic energy that comes through when we're all together. It's almost like you move together, and it's an understanding of who we are, and certain safety in recognizing who we are together. So this is a particularly exciting event for me because we're actually articulating that. We're actually saying that, you know, this is like an opportunity for magic in this beautiful space and with these beautiful people. So I'm looking forward to actually formally articulating that. I don't think that I've done that before. And I'm really excited.
Mm. I love
that. As you were describing that, I was picturing two words, freedom, but also like rising, like a circular energy going up. Yeah.
That's what it feels like, honestly. Like, even, you know, Angelica and I mentioned that we were on this like lesbian cruise, and it was very much like women for women and their allies. But, you know, it was articulated like as a sapphic moment. But I don't know how you feel about this, Angelica, but there was this sort of energy that it was like, it was definitely this energy that just came up from the crowd. Like almost like nothing else existed. We're in the middle of the Georgian Bay except for this vessel. And everyone was there for it. Obviously when Angela came on to the mic and we performed, it really came to a head. It was an exciting event to do as a lead up to this, and it really made me think about the articulation of DJing and you know, poetry as maybe having more in common than I previously thought.
Mm. Yeah. Do you have recorded pieces that we might be able to play on the station?
That is tricky because I use like music, you know, that we might not be able to play without their incurring some sort of royalties. But I don't know, I'd have to look into that. Like I definitely I have a lot of mixes for sure.
One of the things CJSF does is play lesser heard voices, music by independents. We have a music director and a process, you know, people could drop things off at the station that's out at, you know, Simon Fraser University and the Student Union, or put things in the mail. So I will give that feedback to someone at the show, you know, give you the numbers. So if there's something that you want to have them consider playing or airing, you know, we can do that, because it'll be great for people to hear and know your music and feel the excitement, the electricity that I'm sure gets picked up in the recording.
Amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. As Mel and I keep working together, we'll definitely send some things your way. That would be super fun.
Are you scheduled to tour any other places? Do you have other, what are some of the other things you have on your venue for the summer?
Yeah, up next this month alone, I'll be at the Create Arts Festival happening in Vancouver. I should know where, I don't. And then I've got another performance with Vancouver Pride. We're doing Hot Trans Summer on July 22nd, so in 2 days, on Friday. There's going to be a performance on Granville Island. And then, we're always collaborating with other venues. There's definitely going to be a lot of different events, I think, in the future that are kind of coming to fruition for us. But Mel and I are really open to anybody listening to this recording. We're very open to being on another lesbian cruise. So if anybody wants to book us for that, we're always here. That's kind of what we have going on so far. There's an upcoming collaboration with the North Vancouver Art Gallery. The date, sometime in August, early August, not set in stone yet. So lots of exciting things happening.
Yeah, we're going to be participating in Canada Culture Days. So I'm going to push the button to see what we might be able to do. Last year, every week of Culture Days, we had something special. And so,
amazing.
You know, we can look at maybe doing a cipher, an intergenerational cipher.
Oh, that would be amazing. Beautiful.
That would be amazing.
Oh, I should have thought enough people will say, they're going to do that. Let's do it. But the more the merrier. Can you tell what numbers or information would you like to give for people to be able to contact you either as a arts producer or for the work that you do?
Yeah, I can be reached for poetry and emceeing and rapping and music and facilitating and educating and all that stuff. Just my Instagram, it's angelic.unt. And I'm also available if you just Google my name, Angelic Goldsky, spelled Gold Sky. My website is there. You can reach me at angelic.goldsky@gmail.com.
Oh, spell that Goldsky.
Goldsky, G-O-L-D-S-K-Y.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I can be reached at Hot Tub Mel Machine on Instagram. And that's my public account. I welcome more opportunities.
Absolutely.
Okay, Mel, spell that just because some people are, you know, are slower in writing it down. But
oh, for sure. It's all one word, hot, which is spelled H-O-T, tub, T-U-B, Mel, M-E-L, machine, M-A-C-H-I-N-E. And that's my handle on Instagram.
Wow, what a handle. Hot tub.
Hot tub, yep.
And have you recorded, the two of you, have you recorded anything so far?
Oh, we're in the process of, I mean, we've been tracking something together. It constantly changes. but we have one track that I think is going to be something. What do you think, Angelic?
Yeah, we have one track so far that's done-ish. You know, I feel like millimeters away from done. And I think we're hoping to have a few more done for this MOA show. And then, yeah, I think we'll probably release them. We're coming up with our duo together right now, Mel and I, which is exciting as well.
Dynamic duo.
Yes.
Yeah, well, because CJSF also has something called Studio 6, where before COVID and having to change so many things, we were regularly doing a Studio 6, which was a release, and in the studio and by video, people could see the release. So that's something else we could talk about, is when we could have a video launch of even one track. Sometimes people launch an album, sometimes people launch a single track, but I think it'll be great for more people to get to know you. You know, with radio, you can't see your smiles and radiant eyes, but these are two dynamic people that you will definitely enjoy seeing and hearing if you get out to MOA this Thursday, the 28th. From what time? Starts at 5 o'clock?
That's right. Yeah, 5 to 9. And we appreciate that. That sounds amazing. And yes, we're so excited for MOA and all that is to come after as well. That sounds all amazing. And Mel does have radiant eyes.
Oh God. Yeah.
Oh, plug for the eyes. The eyes have it. You know, the eyes have it, like
they do. Here.
Okay. Any other things over the Gay Pride the weekend? Any other things you're taking part in? I want to give a shout out to.
I wish I had the dates confirmed for these other things that are going to be happening, but I will plug in the organization that we lead, the Transgender Expressions Haven. The Instagram for that is thehaven.lgbt, which is also our website. So thehaven.lgbt. And that is where you can find our upcoming events for Pride and various things that we'll be doing. Our biggest one is going to be this Friday, July 22nd, Hot Trans Summer. And then after which we'll be having some kind of event later in August as well, continuing our Hot Trans Summer.
Mm-hmm. And yes, I'll be looking forward other times for having a dialogue. One of the things we like to do sometimes is have a town hall meeting or a round table. And I call things round table discussions, and we've got all these rectangles, but I see the circle. But just being able to discuss, having civil conversation. We had that ugly period where everybody was hitting each other over the head. And I think to have really good, a good society, being able to have discussions about things where people get an understanding and get to have an appreciation from all of our backgrounds are different, our orientations are different, but we are all one people and we all have the possibility of lifting each other higher. Just like you talked totally. About when you have the cipher and people are bouncing off of each other, not worrying about what is mine. I mean, just not worrying, just letting, that's what I felt as we were doing that. And that's what I felt as you were describing the cipher, just letting go of all those anchor things and just feel the humanness and feel the communication. So I thank you for the ways that you're doing that. And I hope they do record it because I'm not going to be there to see it live.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
My ending is, well, I'll just say thank you again for taking part in listening on Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon. We may be inserted in one of the other morning Speak Up shows, but this is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C. And for my regular time, 10 o'clock on Fridays, it is 10 a.m. But when people ask me what time it is, I always say it's love time, porn time.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for having us here. It was so lovely talking to you.
This is a great conversation. Thank you.
It's love time, porn time, love time, porn time.
words to pattern and rhyme, love time, poem time, time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon, love time, poem time, time for poems, poets and singers, time to untie all life's ringers, poem time, love time, time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery, time for joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place, place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords, love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time, poem time, times for words from heaven to shine, love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme, love time, poem time, times for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon, love time, poem time, poem time, love time, time for poems, poets, singers, time to untie all life's ringers. Time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time.